Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
Harvest moving right along across the heartland. We now have 59% of the U.S. corn crop harvested. That's even with a year ago, 5 points ahead of the five-year average. Soybeans are up to 76% of that crop harvested, three-quarters of the crop now harvested. That's a couple of points under a year ago at this time, and about 7 points ahead, or actually 9 points ahead of the five-year average. Cotton crop, 41% harvested. That's 2 points ahead of the five-year average. Average 3 points behind a year ago, and grain sorghum at 67% harvested, at 6 points ahead of the five-year average, and 1 point ahead of the pace of a year ago. We've got a total of 77% of the U.S. winter wheat crop now planted, three-quarters of the crop now planted nationally. We're looking at 71% of the Oklahoma crop now in the ground for 2024. That's a couple of points ahead of a year ago and 4 points behind the five-year average. For Kansas, they're up to 85% of their crop now planted. That's 11 points ahead of last year, 6 points ahead of their five-year average. And the state of Texas, now at 68% planted, off 1 point from their average and down 6 points from a year ago. With the dry conditions over the last week, we continue to decline on our pasture range ratings nationally and in our region. We're down a couple of points nationally, now 31% in good to excellent shape. Texas is unchanged from a week ago at 7% good to excellent. Oklahoma, 28% good to excellent conditions, down 2 points. The state of Kansas, down 4 points, 10% in good to excellent condition. Of course, the rains coming in over the next couple of days across parts of our region will help those pasture ratings maybe turn around a little bit here at the end of the season. Was able to visit yesterday with the former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, currently the senior member on the Republican side of the committee, Frank Lucas, 3rd District Congressman from the state of Oklahoma, who says that while we're a little bit late as far as trying to move forward to this 2023 farm bill, we've still got opportunity to get it done if some things will fall in the right place, including electing a new Speaker of the House.
Chairman Thompson, of course, like everyone and everything else in the United States House, is kind of handicapped until we sort out the Speaker situation, which I'd like to think will be any day now. GT and the committee staff and the committee members, I think, have done the hearings. They've laid the groundwork to move forward. We just need to have this leadership situation sorted out in the House so that we'll know when the time is available to consider something on the floor, the final resources that'll be available, and then you could put your base bill together in a hurry.
Congressman Frank Lucas, you've got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.